Finally today, Chicano political cartoonist and satirist Lalo Alcaraz. He's a force behind La Cucaracha. It's a nationally syndicated political comic strip that tackles Latino themes, things like deportation, walls, taco trucks, and of course, Trump. Lalo Alcaraz dropped by our Boston studios earlier today. My colleague on the satire desk, Carol Hills, had some questions for him.
Lalo, your satire is direct and tough. An example is after President Trump was elected, one of your cartoons said simply, "If you're brown, double down."
Yeah, that's my new slogan for life.
Why do you take such a direct approach?
I don't know any other way. I mean, images pop into my head. I believe that editorial cartooning, the number one goal is to be direct and clear. And so as long as you have that, and you can kind of half draw a stick figure. I mean, as long as the meaning is there, I think you're a successful communicator. And that's what, you know, in this time of alternate facts and reality, we have to be blunt with the truth and show it. So,
But what about the other aspect of where we are now with satire, which is we're in a very divided country, many, many people unhappy about President Trump, millions of others voted for him. Do you feel that your approach to cartoons and satire is preaching to the choir?
Well, I don't know if I'm preaching to the choir. I think I'm a banner for the choir to hold into battle. You know, I'm like making, you know, messages and also allowing people to discuss these issues with a better grasp. I think, I hope, if you disagree with me, maybe that's the pain that you feel. Is the pain of facts and critical thinking happening in your brain. And I also want to put out a message that, you know, we should also laugh in these very hard times. And that's something that my Mexican parents taught me. It's kind of the Mexican national pastime. I was just telling my Uber driver, you know, that the U.S. has become Mexico. That's why we all have 10 jobs. And maybe we've entered that kind of bad hombre dictatorship era also, you know, that's a hallmark of Latin American countries.
But do you also feel any compulsion to try to bridge the divide? Do you feel like you want to expand your audience to those people who voted for Trump for whatever reason?
You know, what's funny is during the fall, right in the heat of the election, some Trump voters did reach out to me in very negative ways, which is, you know, par for the course. I get a lot of hate mail. A guy on Twitter, he direct messaged me and told me he couldn't wait for me to be deported. I'm like, I'm a U.S. citizen and you're a 37-year-old white guy from Ohio, but I'm 52. So I've been here in this country longer than you have. Curiously, the guy, after Trump won, he didn't apologize, but he said, I'm going to take the higher road and I'm going to, you know, I guess stop saying hateful things to you, but I think there is a little crack in the door where we can have dialogue, but not when it's when my rights are meant to be snuffed out.
Do you ever feel like you're overdoing identity politics? That's often a criticism of the left or progressives.
Yes and no. I grew up not seeing myself in the media, and I think that that's why I became someone that makes images of Latinos on TV and in my cartoons. So I just think it's important. And I have little brown kids. Well, they're not so little anymore. But, you know, I want them to feel okay about themselves and not believe the nasty propaganda.
Lalo Alcaraz is a political cartoonist, a radio satirist. He writes for TV. He does it all. Lalo, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I love the world.
After Carol spoke with Lalo, he joined us for a Facebook Live session. You can watch him sketch his take of Donald Trump. We still got the video posted on our Facebook page. Just look for PRI's The World.